From the NorCal Public Newsroom, it's the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Many indoor businesses in Sonoma County are expected to be shut down again on Monday. The county is currently out of compliance with several of the state's metrics, including having over 100 cases per 100,000 residents. As of last night, 14 people have died in Sonoma County, and total cases have now surpassed 1,500. KRCB's Eddie White has more.
As of Wednesday night, skilled nursing home facilities are the source of 5 of the 14 coronavirus-related deaths in Sonoma County. State data shows at least 30 residents and 12 healthcare workers have tested positive at one local facility. When asked about the local outbreak during a press conference on Wednesday, County Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mase listed several challenges.
Well, there's no way to shut them down because they have all these residents that really can't go anywhere else at this time. So what they've done is they've created different zones for COVID positive individuals versus those that are cleared and negative versus those that are at risk. And so they have three separate zones that they've created to separate people. And staffing is separate for these three separate zones as well.
The rise in cases in nursing home facilities is one of several reasons the county is out of compliance with state guidelines. But it isn't the primary reason. The state is currently monitoring the county for likely intervention. The state looks at three main factors when deciding whether to mandate restrictions. The first is having more than 100 cases per 100,000 residents. Sonoma County currently has 110.
State's also looking at hospitalizations. An increase in hospitalizations of more than 10% is a trigger point. Lastly, having less than 20% of ICU beds available or less than 25% of ventilators available is a threshold.
As of Wednesday night, local hospitals had only 3% of their ICU beds available, or 2 beds. According to Dr. Mase, this doesn't take into account surge capacity.
Point, I think actually each one of our hospitals has surge capacity of up to 30%. So we wouldn't move to transfer anybody out of the county until we've actually put into effect the surge capacity, and we've exceeded that as well.
County health officials say the state could impose restrictions at the beginning of next week, shutting down indoor operations of many businesses, including restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, as well as museums.
Outdoor activities will be allowed, but indoor operations at those different business types will no longer be allowed to operate. Bars, clubs, breweries, and distilleries, whether operating indoors or outdoors, are not allowed unless they operate a restaurant on the licensed premises, in which case they will be allowed to operate outdoors only. So we must all work together to slow the spread and limit the time we're under these new restrictions.
Those restrictions would be in place for at least 3 weeks. Dr. May says it's unlikely the county will be able to improve its metrics before the state intervenes.
Because as we know, any action or impact of what we do today is felt a month from now. At the very least amount of time, 2 weeks from now, is when any impact of actions taken now is felt.
Sonoma County will likely follow more than 20 other California counties that have been mandated to partially shut down amid surging coronavirus cases. As of Thursday, there have been over 290,000 cases and 6,500 deaths statewide. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Find the latest information plus more coronavirus reporting at norcalpublicmedia.org.